From a domestic standpoint, I am very concerned about violence leading into and after the elections. I believe that no matter which side wins, we are going to see a violent response. And whether that's the pro-Trump camp that is disappointed if he loses, or whether it's the anti-Trump camp disappointed if he wins. And so I believe that we're going to see violence related, especially if the election is close and contested.
What have you seen that makes you feel that way?
Well, I think, first of all, just looking at the response we had to his last election, Trump's last election in 2016, you know, we saw a fairly violent response from anarchists at the inauguration. And I believe that just given the developments over the last several years, and obviously the current protests that we're seeing in places ranging from, you know, Wisconsin to Oregon, that if Trump wins, we are going to see a pretty large and pretty violent response from the anarchist fringe on the left.
What then do you think can be done to prevent it?
It's going to be difficult to prevent. It's going to be difficult to prevent violence related to the election, to be honest, especially if it's close and if it's contested. I guess the important thing is to prepare for it. So whether that means at the institutional level, you know, with the authorities being ready, or whether it's at kind of the private and corporate level, with you know, corporate security being prepared for developments, and even people having their own personal contingency and family contingency plans in case they need to evacuate an area. And obviously everyone needs to practice heightened situational awareness so that they can have a good understanding of where these protests are happening and avoid them.
Well, Scott, I've known you for a long time and spoken to you about these things on many occasions, but this is really remarkable. You're talking about threat to life and limb. You're not talking about people just protesting an election outcome. You're talking about people perhaps being caught in a cycle of violence that might cost them their lives or certainly might lead to them being injured.
You know, absolutely. And I think we saw a little bit of that even last night in Kenosha, Wisconsin, with the people who were reportedly protecting that gas station, opening fire on some of the protesters. I think we're going to see more confrontations like that. And I believe that things are going to be very deadly. Of course, in addition to kind of the far left and the far right camps, we also kind of have the Boogaloo Boys, who have a tendency to kind of straddle both camps. So we've seen the Boogaloo participate not only in kind of white supremacist type demonstrations, but also Black Lives Matter demonstrations. And, you know, they're just looking to overthrow the government kind of no matter what the cause. So I think that just all these different actors, you know, looking to create mayhem and violence that we are indeed going to see, unfortunately, a lot of destruction and probably some deaths.
Scott Stewart was a special agent with the U.S. State Department for 10 years and worked hundreds of terrorism investigations. He's currently a vice president at Torchstone Global. J.J. Green, WTOP News.